For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, is this on?
Kabayaki. Teriyaki? Love it. You hungry?
I'm hungry.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, a.k.a. your pay-per-view prediction champion once again. Suck it. Suck it. Suck it. I'm wearing my suck it shirt because you can suck it.
Technically, it just says D-Generation X on it.
Well, no, the back says suck it. See?
It does.
Anyways,
my mistake.
I'm Andrew Pisano, along with Eric Hamilton, who's not a champion.
I don't even get a Slamilton this
week? No, because I'm the champion. Suck it.
Suck it.
Suck it. I'm just going to put it here
so
that when Joe watches this later, because he didn't show up because he was embarrassed because he lost his title, so that when he sees it later, he can suck it.
Yeah.
It's not working. Hold on. I got to put the title. I'm trying to stand the title up, but it's not working.
I commend you for trying not to have dead air while you're finagling this.
Suck it.
It's because it's pointed at the bottom.
Yeah, it's pointed.
It's so pointy.
Yeah. It's okay.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right.
It's okay.
Yeah. Suck it.
Suck it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as you can tell, there's no Joe Pisano.
No Joe.
No part-time Joe Pisano. Andrew, I must commend you on your championship win.
Thank you.
Because you know what we'd be dealing with right now if you weren't here?
What's that?
Or if you hadn't won.
Right.
We'd have a part-time champion.
Oh, my God.
A part-time champion.
Oh.
Not on my show.
No.
We
cannot have that.
No.
That cannot happen.
Absolutely
not. And just like part-time champion Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
When he loses the title, he no-shows.
He no-shows.
He no-shows.
He gets the fuck out of town.
He comes back a month later.
With a beard.
He does look way better with the beard.
He does. Both of them.
Right.
Both of them do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways. It's nice to be the champ once again.
Yeah. You know what else is nice?
What's that?
Actually having a finish to a fucking pay-per-view match.
Well, that didn't happen.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
So the way Hell in a Cell, the lore behind it was always like, that's it. We're going to have a winner no matter what.
Right.
You can only exit the cage with a pinfall or a submission.
Yeah.
Two men enter, one man leaves.
Right.
So a third man entered and no men left.
And two men stayed.
Two men stayed. No, contest in a Hell in a Cell?
So I threw out this idea on when we did the recap on Patreon that if you want, like, obviously they didn't want the match to have an ending because Lesnar ruined the pay-per-view, and I guess that's the story. Even though they really didn't even mention Lesnar on Raw this week.
No.
I don't understand. Right. I don't understand.
You know, I was thinking about this. You know where this falls?
Yeah.
Let's say there's a Money in the Bank match, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they broke all the ladders.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, I guess no one gets the briefcase. We broke all the ladders, no contest.
But you know when Brock F5'd Roman on Braun?
Yes.
Like, that was a cool spot.
I was like, okay, so that's how the match ends.
Yeah, he lays on Braun, 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
And then Lesnar just laughs like, ah, you needed me again, bitch.
Yeah. And then a ref even comes in.
Right.
And he's like, he's pinning him. Ring the bell.
Just
no contest.
Right. Yeah, exactly. He doesn't even count.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like just to have a pinfall ending, just have Roman stay on top of Braun.
That's all you had to do.
Yeah, it would have been cool.
It would have
been cool.
It would have.
Yeah, it would have been
because
perfect.
Because even though Braun takes a pin, it's because Lesnar F5'd him onto him.
Right.
You know, at that point, you're like, well, shit, you know, what do?
Right.
But with this?
No one knew Brock was coming out.
No.
It was such a great surprise.
Yeah.
Look, there were rumors, like, during Hell in a Cell that Brock's there, but I didn't look at these rumors. I didn't look, you know, and see these rumors were there until after the fact. But, like, still, even if you saw that, you'd be like, well, maybe. You know, it's never a sure thing, so.
Yeah. I mean, look, was I surprised he was there? Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Did I care? Mm-hmm. No, I didn't.
Not even at the beginning?
No. Like, this music hits, I'm like, oh, shit, what is he going to do? Fuck.
Right.
Like, I, my first hope was like, oh, maybe he's going to help Braun win?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
No, of course not.
No, he just ruined the match.
Well, we'll get to where that all leads on Raw. But first, we have to thank 8 new supporters on Patreon this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
You want to read them off?
Yeah, I'll read them off.
All right, go ahead.
Let's see. So, we got Jim Watson,
mm-hmm.
Rafael Benitez,
yep.
with a $10 donation.
He'll be in the opening credits.
That is awesome. Zach Binder?
Yeah. One of them.
Mitchell Jones,
mm-hmm.
Jordan Strong.
Roderick Strong's brother.
Yes. With a $10 donation.
Yes.
Borrowed 10 bucks from his brother Roddy.
Yeah, that's
That's
right.
Awesome. You'll be in the opening credits.
Yep.
Lee Harvey T-Pack.
Yeah, so this guy wanted to remain anonymous, so he said this is his pseudo name.
I'm not reading this next one.
Okay, so I asked this person, "Do you want to give your real name?" And they said, "No, I just want you to say my name is Eric Loves Roman Reigns." So, what are you gonna do, man?
All right.
If you pay the money,
yeah.
your name could be whatever you want.
All right. Our next donator is Eric Loves Roman Reigns, and then Mellow Smark.
Yes.
Yeah.
So those are the Elite 8.
Yes.
The Elite 8.
The Elite 8
that supported us. And if you want to be like them, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
And I got 2 quick shout outs, real quick.
Do it.
So our friends at Pink's Inks mm-hmm. sent us, and if you're looking at the video, sent us these awesome Bart Simpson t-shirts.
Yes.
So mad shout out to Pink's Inks in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
They do screen printing and they print stickers and shit.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Yep.
And then I went to San Antonio this weekend, not for Hell in a Cell.
Right.
I left Sunday morning abruptly. Right. And it was weird because I stopped at Bucky's in Luling.
Course.
And it was fucking full of wrestling fans.
Yeah.
And I left all my cards around the Aztec Theater.
Awesome.
Saturday night. So I had none to give to anyone in Bucky's.
Well,
that's cool. Shit.
Yeah.
I wasn't even wearing a wrestling shirt,
right.
which is weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I went to the Bruce Pritchard show, which was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
It was great. JBL was like a surprise guest.
Right.
And they all just kind of got drunk and told like backstage stories, which I fucking love.
Right.
I'll
well, you know what's funny? The funny thing was you texted Joe and I a picture of Conrad Thompson.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, look, Josh is here.
Turns out
Josh was actually there with his date.
Wait, Josh was there?
Yeah.
No shit.
Someone tweeted, I forgot who tweeted at us, but they tweeted a picture of someone else was there, and they tweeted a picture of Josh.
So I was there.
Yeah.
And then Josh was there, and he didn't know I was there. And then we had a fan there
yeah.
that didn't know I was there.
Right.
That is weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
The show was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But afterwards, I went and had some beers with one of our fans, AJ Flores.
Nice.
Yes, I give him a shout out. He bought me like 3 beers. So, I mean, that's like, hey.
Yeah.
Super happy.
You got to do a shout out at 3 beers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So cool guy. Thank you, AJ. Here's your shout out.
Shout out to the guy that got me super wasted at Great Balls of Fire a year ago. bought me like 8 drinks in like an hour.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God.
Right. We should have gone to Dallas for Raw. You probably would have been there.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, once again, thank you to all of you on Patreon and
yes.
and Pink's Inks and AJ Flores and all that good stuff.
Yes.
On to the recap.
Recap.
So Roman Reigns kicks off Raw.
Huh.
He comes out. He holds up the Universal title as if he actually earned it.
Yeah.
The night before.
He gives this promo that he's like, I woke up and I'm still Universal Champion. Like,
right.
That's a bad guy thing to do.
It totally is.
Yeah.
Like, I woke up and I still had it, I guess. So I guess I'm still the champion because I didn't know what happened. I was asleep.
Yeah. I was knocked out.
I was totally knocked out.
Jesus.
Yeah. So Roman then says, if Brock wants his championship rematch, then come out here right now. No Brock, of course. Brock doesn't show up.
No.
Instead, Braun Strowman comes out and tells Roman the only reason you're still Universal Champion is because of Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
True story, bro.
100%.
Yeah. And then our acting general manager of Raw, Baron Corbin, comes out and says he has a solution.
Oh.
On Friday, November 2nd in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, streaming live on the WWE Network at an event called WWE Crown Jewel, Roman Reigns, you will defend your Universal Championship against Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar in a triple threat match.
And everyone boos.
Everyone fucking boos.
Look, even the people that were excited to see Brock return, like I was, I'll admit I was.
Yeah.
But once he announces that match, I'm like, oh, that is so not what I wanted to hear.
Like,
and in Saudi Arabia at Crown Jewel?
Jewel?
That's worse than Great Balls of Fire.
That's worse than Greatest Royal Rumble.
It is.
I mean,
Crown Jewel.
Lord, Jesus. So basically,
and Braun's not even going to defend his Royal Rumble championship that he won?
No. No.
Oh, my
God. No, he's not. And then...
And he just announced it, like, as if matter of fact, as if...
We
heard... It was rumored, right?
That there was going to be another show.
But he announced it as if we already knew.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, by the way, in Saudi Arabia, November 5th, Crown Jewel, yeah, we're going to have this title match there.
Right. This is like 5 days after Evolution.
It is.
It is.
Yeah, that's why...
That's
on purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like they did Evolution five
like
days.
Like Vince is going to be like, well, congratulations, ladies.
Yeah.
We're leaving.
Yeah.
And then they're going to fucking go.
Vince, what did you like the first ever win? It was great. Yeah. Get my plane, damn it.
I need my Saudi money.
I'm going to go get the real money.
Yeah. Oh, like, what do you think is going to be promoted more in the next few weeks? Evolution or Crown Jewel?
Gee, I wonder.
Right.
I wonder.
Exactly.
So, that's Baron's announcement, and Braun feels the same way we all do about this news.
Yeah.
I think that sucks. I think you suck. I definitely think you suck. This whole situation sucks. And a matter of fact, everybody in this entire arena sucks.
Oh, he almost turned babyface.
Almost.
But then, just to remind you that he's a heel.
Yes.
Because he hates Baron Corbin, so does everyone.
Yeah,
he hates Roman Reigns, so does everyone.
Exactly.
So he's a babyface by those rules.
Yeah.
And then, oh, you guys suck too.
The cheers were escalating.
Yeah.
Every time he said something, they got louder. Even when he said, all of you suck, they cheered the loudest.
Right. But think about Braun Strowman. He just got another title shot.
Yes.
And he said, I think that sucks.
Yeah.
Even he's like, this is bullshit.
It is. It is.
Wait, what happened to my Money in the Bank briefcase?
Yeah.
I have to do a triple threat now?
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar, okay, at Hell in a Cell, they had Brock come out. He's not wearing a Suplex City shirt.
No.
He has a beard on. It kind of reminded me of Scott Hall, like, showing up on Nitro. Like, he's not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
He's in the UFC now, you know?
You're right.
And then Brock Lesnar gets rewarded for ruining the main event of a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
By getting a title shot.
That's wrestling
you
science.
You ruined the main event of a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Corbin should be pissed. Stephanie should be pissed. No, we're just going to give you a title shot.
They're not even going to mention Braun's briefcase anymore. It's done.
Right.
So that's 2 years in a row.
Yep. The men's briefcase
has been wasted.
Has been wasted.
Because last year they're like, oh, let's give it to Corbin.
Right.
54 days later, fucking loses.
Yep.
Strowman wins it. A couple months later, loses.
Yeah.
And it's like in a dumb fact, like a dumb way with someone interfering.
Right.
I mean, it's
again,
you think of all the guys that were in these Money in the Bank matches and like they could have
I just don't understand. They must have not been sure that Roman was going to beat Lesnar at SummerSlam at the time they gave Braun the briefcase.
Yeah.
Cuz why would you give Braun the briefcase to not cash in and win?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, they
just give it to a SmackDown guy.
Yeah, seriously. They Nakamura'd Strowman.
Yeah.
I can't take him serious as a title contender.
No.
Because now every time I see him in a title match, I'm like, oh, he's either taking the fall or he's, you know, going to cause some sort of ruckus.
Right.
And ruin the
match. The fact that, like, this isn't happening at the Super Show in 3 weeks in Australia.
How fucking dumb is
that? It's only happening in Saudi Arabia, which shows like Brock's only coming back for the Saudi money.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so shitty.
And then you look at what the match is. So you have the Shield, which includes your Universal Champion and your Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah.
In a tag match.
Yes.
So that means those titles aren't being defended at this super showdown?
No.
Those Australians are going to be pissed. And what you want to bet, even though the only title being defended is the WWE title, it still won't fucking main event.
No.
Of course it's going to be the Shield.
Or Taker, Triple H. It's maybe, probably going to be that.
Maybe.
I just don't, again, it's just upsetting that they had a Kevin Owens, John Cena match, which at least we'd be like, okay, we get to see that again.
Yeah.
Because all their matches were fucking amazing.
They were.
And even though you know Cena's going to win, at least it would be a great match between the two.
Yeah.
And then they ruin it by putting Bobby Lashley
and Elias.
Yeah, it's terrible. I just don't. Why? Why did you have to do that? Why?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. We're done. Paul Heyman then comes out with four crew members carrying the cell door that Brock broke at Hell in a Cell.
Hmm.
And he says Brock will reclaim his title in Saudi Arabia. Unlikely. But then Braun marches towards him and Heyman runs away.
Yeah.
Corbin then tells Roman, you're defending the Universal Championship tonight against me.
Yeah.
So, clearly, someone in WWE has been listening to this podcast.
Yes.
It's confirmed.
It is. We said this.
That will be in the new rumors song. WWE listens to our podcast? Confirmed.
Yeah. Because, God, we talked about this for 2 weeks.
Like, yeah.
A, watch, he's going to do this. And then the next week was, why the fuck did he not do this?
Right.
Because that was the week he said, he's like, I'm going to make a match for me.
Yes.
Against Finn Balor.
Right.
What?
Was Balor? Balor wasn't even on the show, huh?
I don't think he was.
That's got to be like the first time he wasn't on the show.
Yeah.
I wonder if he had like a vacation scheduled or just time off scheduled or something, but...
Has he been main evented?
Oh, no. They can't do that with him. I can't see them doing that with him.
I can't see them doing a lot of shit that they do. True. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, we have nothing for Finn Balor.
Yeah. Sorry, Balor.
Gosh. I hope for his sake he had time off.
Yes.
I really do.
Right.
So next up we have Dean Ambrose and Drew McIntyre. Renee called McIntyre a Scottish Jack in the Box. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know where she was going with that.
No. Is it just me, or does she make, like, weird sexual innuendos when Dean's in the ring?
Well, she did, yeah. I think, was it here, or was it later in the night when she said, Dean looks like he wants a piece of this pie?
Oh, that was at Hell in a Cell.
Oh, that was at Hell in a Cell. I'm sorry, yes. Yeah. Dean looks like he wants a piece of this pie, and it was like, yeah, I bet he does,
Renee. I bet he does, yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Dean dove off the top of the ring post, but Drew moved out of the way. So Ambrose went crashing into the barricade. Dean barely made it back into the ring before the 10 count, but then McIntyre immediately hit him with the Claymore kick to get the win. Backstage, Ziggler congratulates his partner on his victory. Corbin then walks up and suggests that Dolph invoke his rematch clause for the IC title tonight, but Ziggler's like, dude, I fell off Hell in a Cell. I'm not wrestling tonight.
I fell off through a table. I pulled a Foley.
Right. Corbin tells him, Seth is in no shape to compete either. In fact, he's not even here tonight. So if you go out there for the match and Seth doesn't show, I'll award you the IC title by Seth's forfeit. Even though Seth has the IC title on him right now.
Yes.
But, you know. So Dolph tells him, okay, make the match. And then Corbin just tells a random stagehand, I'm really good at my job. It's like,
and the guy's like, okay, you fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think during this match, I think Renee said something like, oh yeah, Dean's really been enlarging his arsenal because he did like a move he doesn't normally do.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like, you would know, Renee.
He still hasn't done the lunatic lariat since he's been back.
What's up with that?
I don't think he's doing it. I think it's gone. Because he's super serious, Dean, now.
Super serious, Dean Ambrose.
Super serious.
Fuck that. Do the fucking move. We love it.
I know. I do love it. I really do. So backstage, the Bellas and Natalya are talking about how great Ronda was at Hell in a Cell. When in walks the rowdy one. Ronda asks them, hey, how do championship open challenges work? Do I just go out to the ring, or do I ask Corbin? Should I call Stephanie?
How does WWE work?
Yeah, how do... yeah, right. So Nikki... I should have gotten this audio because it was so funny. Nikki says, well, when I was Divas... Okay, so say this line, and I'll be Natalya.
Okay. Well, when I was Divas champion...
Hey, shut the fuck up for a second. you're thinking about doing an open challenge? In reality, Natalya went like... She was like, wait, hold on. You're thinking about doing an open challenge? But, like, Nikki just gets cut off. Yeah. Well, when I was Divas champion... Hey, well, you wait. Hold on. Shut the fuck up, Nikki. When you were Divas champion, you never did an open challenge.
Ever.
So what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
So that was pretty funny. But Natalya tells Ronda, just go out to the ring and make it happen.
Yeah.
So.
Duh.
Right, of course.
I mean, come on.
Well, no, you go to the production truck and tell, and you, like Orton, you go in the production truck and you, like, you sexually assault them until they do what you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's like, ugh. Like waving his hand in their face, do it.
Yes.
Okay, right. Don't touch me with your dick fingers.
Right. Next up, we have Chad Gable versus Victor of the Ascension with Bobby Roode and Connor ringside.
Why the fuck is this still going on?
And by the way, Chad Gable came out to Glorious.
He did.
Not his music. Because really, he doesn't even have music at this point. Like Finn Balor said, what, a month or two ago, what are you doing in your gear? Remember when he said that to Chad Gable? Great to see you, man, but what are you doing in your gear?
You don't wrestle here anymore.
I know for a fact you don't get booked on this show.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you have a match?
Main event was like 2 hours ago.
Yeah. So Gable wins with the rolling German suplex, but then Connor takes Roode and Gable out as they celebrate.
Oh. And no one... Oh, so that means it continues.
Continues.
Yeah.
So Roode will fight Connor next week.
Of course.
And beat Connor, I'm sure, but...
Probably.
What the fuck, man?
They're like, man, these guys keep beating us. We should keep fighting them.
Yep. God, that's bad.
It is. It's horrible.
Oh, Bobby Roode. Oh. All right, backstage, Seth Rollins arrives to the arena, but Caleb Braxton gives him the bad news. And Rollins says, Baron Corbin might be the acting general manager, but this is still Monday Night Rollins. And, I mean, I wish it was, but it pretty much isn't.
No, it's not.
It's Monday Night Big Dog. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's it. Sorry.
Yep.
You're playing second fiddle now.
Right. Next up, we have Extending an Era with The Undertaker. The Dead Man says, Triple H has a broken soul who used to be a savage warrior, but now he's just a corporate suit. He also says, I know Shawn Michaels will be in Triple H's corner, but my brother Kane will be in mine. So the tag team match is definitely happening now.
Yeah, probably at Crown Jewel.
Yeah, Crown Jewel. Wait, hold on. Are they going to be able to get in the ring and say, we got two words for you, suck it, in Saudi Arabia?
They'll probably just
or is that okay because you're telling women to suck it?
See, lately they've just been saying, we've got two words for you. And then the crowd
and
does
then Saudi
this.
Will scream, kill her! We got two words for you. Kill her!
Stone her! Is that not it? Is that not it?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, we've made that terrible error.
Take off your veil and suck it. Or whatever the fuck it's called. Is that what it's called? Or, what, you know, how the women wear their... They're all covered up.
Oh, burqa?
Yeah, they're burqas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take
off your burqa so that you can suck it.
And then kill her.
And then stone her. Oh, my...
So this
that's too perfect.
This has to be coming from the fact that like these guys.
Let's
love...
get ready to stone her. You just throw a rock. Sorry, go ahead.
Boom. So is this like match stemming from the fact that the Saudi guys love like the Attitude Era, like the classic stuff,
and apparently the 80s yeah. Ultimate Warrior.
Has Ultimate Warrior come back yet?
Please, please, we want to see Yokozuna.
Have you been able to contact him? So, I mean, this has to, I mean, come on. The Brothers of Destruction versus DX.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds awesome, right?
It does.
It's just too bad it'll
20
be
20 years ago. Sounds amazing 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh. Yeah. And it's happening in Saudi Arabia.
It is.
Most likely.
Yeah.
What a fucking joke, man.
Oh, my gosh.
What a joke.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, the most upsetting thing is, like, no one in the United States gets to see The Undertaker. They don't get to see Cena anymore.
No. Nope.
They don't get to... And you're going to have Shawn Michaels return, but it won't be in the United States.
Saudi money talks. Fuck, Shane will come out. Here comes the money.
Oh, yeah.
Saudi money.
He was...
money.
He was
money,
in the
money.
Royal Rumble.
He was
in the greatest Royal Rumble.
Yeah. I mean, shit, we haven't seen him since fucking WrestleMania?
Because the Saudi show was after Mania. And then after, the week after, he introduced Paige, so we haven't seen him since April.
Yeah.
They haven't even mentioned him.
No.
So I think his status is up in the air, like maybe he's not coming back or...
Right.
I'll come back when I'm ready.
Yeah, I mean, you can...
I made enough money for these last right. 2 years.
Thanks, Saudi.
Yeah.
He'll be at Saudi. He will.
He probably will.
Vince will demand it. Damn it!
Right.
Yeah.
We want the money! Anyways, next up we have Bayley versus Dana Brooke with Sasha ringside. Short story, even shorter. Bayley to belly for the win, followed by Hug Life.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, I don't.
What a joke.
Yeah.
Next up we have AOP versus two jobbers, third week in a row.
Huh.
Again, who fucking cares?
Yeah.
And Drake Maverick somehow manages to look stupider every week.
Oh, absolutely.
He has a goofy look on his face. It's so bad. Whatever. We've said everything we can say about that. So we won't waste your time.
Have we?
I think we have.
Okay.
He looks retarded. Next up, we have Seth Rollins versus Dolph Ziggler for the IC title. Again, these two are always really great in the ring, but they fought so many times.
Yeah.
It was a good match, but Seth retains with the curb stomp.
Yeah.
Backstage, Charlie Caruso asked Roman Reigns, "Do you feel like an underdog heading into your match against Corbin tonight?" And here's Roman's response.
I don't consider myself an underdog. Maybe in a situation when I'm facing Brock Lesnar or if I'm facing Braun Strowman, then yeah, maybe I'm the underdog then. But tonight when I'm in the ring with Baron Corbin, I'm not going to be the underdog. I'm just going to be the big dog.
Ew.
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 All right, so let me get this straight. He said,
gross.
I don't consider myself the underdog.
Yeah.
Now if I fight Brock Lesnar or Braun Strowman... Yeah, I'm the underdog.
Right.
What the fuck?
Yeah. If I'm fighting one of them, then feel sorry for me.
Yes.
I need sympathy. Please.
I need your sympathy.
I need help, too.
Yes.
Anyone, please. Please, someone help me. Yeah, that was shitty. Next up, we have Ronda Rousey's open challenge, and Natalya's music hits. And
what?
And
we're
like, oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
But the Riot Squad comes out dragging a beaten-up Natty to the stage.
Right.
Ruby tells Ronda, "I'm accepting your challenge," but Ronda attacks her right away. So then the entire Riot Squad team up on Ronda. That is until, "You can touch, but you can't touch. You can touch. Look at my ass. Look at my ass. Look at my ass. I'm spinning my ass. You can look at my ass, but Cena can touch. Oh, wait, no, Cena can't touch because he's not my bitch."
Wow, you've been working on that?
No.
Oh, that was right off the cusp?
Pretty much.
Wow, good job.
So anyways, the good girls stand tall,
yawn.
And this six women tag is not taking place next week.
So
this is in the Super Showdown.
Yeah. Another six-person tag at Super Showdown.
That no one wants to see.
Australians are livid.
Who the hell wants to see this match? Like, people of Australia, do you want to see this match?
Yeah, please. I know we have people in Australia that listen. Please, let us know how you feel about it.
Wouldn't you rather just see Rousey fight Ruby?
Yeah, anyone.
One-on-one?
Yeah. So this is very obvious that no one really did explain to Ronda how open challenges work.
No.
Because she just starts beating up Ruby Riott before a bell can ring.
Yeah, yeah. It's because you beat up her friend.
Her friend.
Her friend that will one day turn on her.
Of course.
I mean, we can only hope.
Yeah.
Backstage, Corbin's warming up for his match, but Braun walks up and tells him, I hope you win tonight because you suck, and I know I can kill you. So he's rooting for Corbin there.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Walk with Elias, but he gets interrupted by Leo Rush.
Wait. Back the train up.
Okay.
So we come to the arena where the lights are down.
Yes.
And the guitar strums.
Yeah.
And it goes to commercial.
Yep.
Elias is so buried, that means it's time for a commercial break.
Time for a commercial.
And then we come back from the commercial.
Yeah.
And then, like, ladies and gentlemen.
And all of a sudden, he's in the ring.
Elias. Yeah.
So, yes, he gets interrupted by Leo Rush,
yes.
Who is annoying as fuck.
Oh, my God.
Elias mistakes him for a lost child, which was nice.
That was hilarious.
And Leo says he now represents Bobby Lashley. So now all of a sudden, Vince is high on managers. Now all of a sudden, he wants managers.
Yeah.
He wants a ton of managers. The only problem is they all suck.
Yeah.
Drake Maverick and Leo Rush. Oh, they all have to be from 205 Live.
Right.
All the managers have to be cruiserweights.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Or managers of the cruiserweights.
Well, I can't wait till a gentleman Jack Gallagher manages Braun Strowman.
I mean, that sounds pretty great. No, I'm just kidding. No, of course. Yeah, that'll happen.
Of course, because sure. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
So it'll happen.
Braun will throw him up in the air and he'll fall down.
Akira Tozawa is going to manage the Shield.
Yeah. No, Akira Tozawa will just join Titus Worldwide, but only as a manager.
Yeah.
He'll rejoin.
He'll manage Titus Worldwide.
He'll be the new statistician since Dana's gone.
Yeah.
He'll get big fake tits.
Yeah.
He'll have huge tits.
Is she gone from Titus Worldwide?
Well, apparently, right? They weren't out there to represent her.
Well,
and last week she was like, I'm done.
No.
So, yeah.
Well.
So we have Bobby Lashley versus Elias with Leo Rush on commentary. During the match, Leo calls Kevin Owens a coward for attacking Lashley from behind. So out comes Kevin Owens to attack Leo, but he runs away. Elias then tries to attack him, but he does a bunch of flippity shit. Kevin then gets to Leo finally, and he's about to powerbomb him on the apron, but then Lashley grabs Leo Rush to save him. Lashley then throws Leo Rush onto Owens and Elias, and they stand tall. And he hoists Leo Rush on his shoulder.
Like, he's like the sickly kid that won the Little League championship.
Yeah, this was a Make-A-Wish segment, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
So bad.
Yeah.
Leo Rush, who weighs like 85 pounds.
Soaking wet.
Took out Kevin Owens and Elias.
Yeah.
Sure he did.
It would have been funny if he threw him into him and they just like, he kind of like bounced off him. They're like, what the hell was that?
Right, yeah. They should have totally caught him.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Mickie James and Alicia Fox versus Ember Moon and the return of Nia Jax to
Alicia Fox.
No pop whatsoever.
None.
No pop. Alexa's reaction was great.
Yeah.
That they, Alexa was just like, oh, what the fuck?
Oh, no.
This fucking bitch. So Ember hits Mickie with the Eclipse and Nia hits Alicia with the Samoan drop for the win.
Yawn.
Cool.
Yeah.
So Alexa's going to have nothing to do for a while.
Neither is Nia or Ember Moon or Mickie James.
Right.
Yeah. Because Ronda's next feud is supposedly Nikki Bella.
Yep.
The rumor at Evolution is they're fighting. But I saw that before that leaked thing, so.
Right.
We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Next up, we have the main event of Raw, which apparently did horrible ratings-wise.
Oh.
You could blame Monday Night Football, but.
You could blame who the champion is.
You could blame
who the champion was fighting.
You could blame all. You could blame the red title, really. You could blame that shitty red fruit roll-up title.
Yeah.
So, we have Roman Reigns versus Baron Corbin for the Universal Championship. Corbin throws a chair at Roman, so the ref calls for the bell. And then Corbin tells JoJo to restart the match as a no-DQ match. Corbin then swings the chair but gets a Superman punch. Roman then grabs the chair, but Braun Strowman comes out and heads up the ring. Corbin knocks Roman down from behind, and Braun starts to beat up Reigns, but ends up running into the ring post. So I guess Braun was trying to help Corbin win so he could just beat Corbin easily.
Yeah, I guess so.
But, like, And every time this happens, like a big guy charges and the guy runs away and he runs into like the ring post, it reminds me of playing any Spider-Man or Batman game when you're playing, when you're fighting Bane or Rhino, because they charge you, you move out of the way and then they run into a wall and then you beat them up as they're stuck in the wall.
Right, yes.
By the way, it's the same for the new Spider-Man game. You do, you do the same
like
thing.
As they're running, you web them and they're like,
Whoa! Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you batarang them.
Right.
Yeah. So, Braun gets taken out because he runs the ring post.
Like an idiot.
Yes.
Like, how can you take this guy seriously as a monster?
Right.
He's
a big, dumb animal.
Yeah.
He's a big, dumb animal, isn't he, folks? So, Corbin hits the deep six on Reigns, but Roman kicks out. He's not Tyler Breeze. You're not going to pin him with the deep six.
Right.
Then Ziggler and McIntyre run out, but then so do Seth and Dean. Seth and Dean suicide dive onto Dolph, Drew, and Braun. Roman then spears Corbin to retain the title, and the Shield stands tall to end the show.
Ah, cool.
Oh, great. Australia. Super show.
See you in Australia.
See you in Australia. On to SmackDown, which begins with Miz TV. And who's the announcer on SmackDown? Like the ring announcer? Do you know his name?
Oh, no.
So I should have gotten the audio for this, too. But he actually said, ladies and gentlemen, Miz TV with your host, The Miz. Like as if. As if there'd be some other host for Miz TV.
You don't fucking say.
Yeah. So Miz brags about beating Daniel at Hell in a Cell and says he will also beat Daniel Bryan at the Super Showdown to become the new number one contender.
Yes.
Miz then introduces his guest, his wife, Maryse.
Ha-ha.
Maryse says beating Brie was the easiest thing she's ever done. I believe her, actually.
Well, she almost didn't.
Right.
Like her roll-up reversal into a roll-up was...
Right.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. This is also Maryse's last night on SmackDown, and the crowd cheers because she's going back to being a mother. Miz gets pissed, so he calls out Daniel Bryan. Daniel gets in the ring. They fight for a bit, but then he drop kicks the Miz into Maryse, and she goes down.
Oh, no.
Miz then goes to get Maryse some water, and Daniel checks on her and apologizes, but then Maryse smiles, showing that she was faking it. Wouldn't be the first time. Eh?
Yeah.
Right. Miz tries to hit the skull-crushing finale, but Daniel fights out of it. Miz then charges at Daniel, but knocks Maryse off the apron instead. That's karma, bitch.
Yeah.
Daniel then clotheslines the Miz out of the ring, and then everyone does the yes chant.
Of course.
Brie wasn't on the show this week, at least. Is she staying on Raw for now?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Backstage, she's too embarrassed to show back up.
Backstage, Miz calls Daniel calls the Miz something. Can you guess what he calls him?
Let's see. I mean, there's so many things he could call a guy. Call him silly, ugly, a troll, a little goat faced, weirdo.
A scared little bitch.
I'm gonna go with a coward.
Ding ding ding. That was trivia for this week.
Yes.
Good job.
I nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He calls him a coward for the one bajillionth, gazillionth, fafillionth time.
Yeah.
And says he's going to punch Miz in the face and punch his ticket to a championship opportunity once he beats the Miz at Super Showdown. Gotta hate that name. Super Showdown.
It's so bad.
It's so fucking bad.
Yeah.
It's like a parody of a wrestling show. Super Showdown. Super Duper Showdown.
See you at the Saturday Super Showdown, partner.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Kofi versus Cesaro, and Xavier and Big E are dressed as Steve Irwin and do Australian accents, because Super Showdown.
Oh, I get jokes.
He's fucking dead.
He is, man.
Jesus. Show some respect. So Cesaro gets the win with the neutralizer. Whatever.
Yeah.
Backstage, Aiden English tells Rusev he will beat Nakamura and win the U.S. title tonight. Rusev says, yes, I will, because... you won't be at ringside tonight, and he walks away. Aiden then yells at a stagehand that this is all Lana's fault because she's a terrible manager, and Rusev Day wouldn't even be a thing without me. But then we see that Lana is standing behind him.
Dun, dun, dun.
And English apologizes, but Lana says, I'm telling Rusev, and she walks away.
Yes. She's like, I'm telling Rusev.
Yeah. I'm telling Rusev.
Yeah.
Next up, we go inside the production truck, where Randy Orton bullies a worker into showing him the replays of him putting the screwdriver in Jeff Hardy's ear hole.
That shit was so
He's like,
disgusting.
Show me. I want to see it. Show, see I want to see it again.
Randy, are you touching yourself? No.
Yes.
Pooching, pooching, pooching. And he's like massaging the guy too. And he's like, does that make you feel uncomfortable?
The viper's yeah. unleashed.
Wait till you see what I do next.
Guess, wait till you I tell you where this hand has been.
Yeah.
I think I already know.
So who's going to be his next victim?
Oh.
Who's a nice little baby face that everyone likes?
Nakamura?
Well, no, he's a heel though.
Oh, Rusev? Oh, wait.
No, he's feuding with Aiden. I don't know.
I mean, okay, so if...
Who else was on the
if
show?
If Miz becomes...
R-Truth? He'll fuck yeah. up R-Truth.
If Miz becomes number one contender,
yeah,
then I could see Orton feuding with Bryan.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Again, the first time in on SmackDown in, you know, four years.
Yeah, right.
They'll say that, too.
Oh, yeah. Next up, Kayla Braxton interviews AJ Styles backstage, and AJ admits that Joe got gypped at Hell in a Cell, but that's karma.
Yep.
He also says he'll beat Joe in the rematch in Australia, but tonight he's got to focus on Almas.
Seeing Almas.
Yeah. Next up, we have Nakamura versus Rusev for the U.S. title. Before the match, Lana tells Rusev, I have to tell you something, but Rusev says save it for the match. He also asks Aiden to do his intro, and they both accompany Rusev to the ring. Nakamura goes for the Kinshasa, but Rusev hits the Machka kick. Aiden then gets on the apron and yells, Rusev, crush! And Rusev gets distracted by this.
But why?
I don't know. That's always what he's been told to do.
Every time.
Every time.
Every single time.
He's like, wait, that's Lana's thing. Or actually, it's my thing now. But...
And Michael Cole is at home yelling.
Oh, yeah. But Lana does
but
that.
Lana does that.
That's Lana's thing.
Yeah. He's like, what? He's not even watching SmackDown.
Right.
He's just like, it just naturally happens right. at the same time.
So Nakamura rolls up Rusev to retain. After the match, English clocks Rusev in the back of the head with the microphone and pummels him as Lana watches in horror. Aiden then says, happy Rusev Day. And then he leaves.
Yes.
Like, he thought he was going to say it all mean. He's like, happy Rusev Day.
So now enter the era of monster heel Aiden English.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rusev is officially a babyface.
Right.
And all this time, I thought they were going to turn Rusev on English.
Right, because it would have made sense.
Yeah. Again, it doesn't make sense why Aiden wants to be Rusev's friend so bad, but then he beats him up.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense because of SmackDown, so there you
right.
go.
Right, yeah. Next up, we have AJ Styles versus Cien Almas, and Almas attacks AJ before the bell rings, but Styles still agrees to the match.
Oh, what a nice
and of
show.
Course, even though this is like their third match, this match was incredible.
Oh, absolutely.
Incredible.
Incredible.
Almas goes for the Hammerlock DDT, but AJ gets out of it and hits the Styles Clash for the win. Samoa Joe then attacks AJ after the match. Styles gets the upper hand, so Joe rakes AJ's eyes and then runs away. Like the badass Samoa Joe is.
Oh, yeah.
He can't even beat up AJ after AJ's had a 20-minute match.
And the match the night before.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
All right. Next up, we have Asuka versus Billie Kay with Naomi and Peyton ringside. Asuka wins with the Asuka lock. Next up, we have Becky's championship celebration.
All right. Which, this was a little weird.
It was. So Paige is out there first.
Yeah.
And... the title's covered in cloth.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, are they going to debut a new title? Because why would you have to cover it?
Yeah. But what's funny is, because I was looking at my Instagram.
Yeah.
And WWE had just put a picture of Becky with the title.
Right.
So does that mean that Paige brought the title out with her?
She must have.
Why do you have to... And then covered it.
Why do you have to cover it?
To reintroduce... Becky's title
oh, cause
to Becky.
Oh, because the side plates were... Oh, the side plates are different?
Okay.
Oh, great.
They always make a video about that and post yeah, it.
Right.
Oh, look at us changing them.
Oh, look. It's literally just a flathead screwdriver.
It is, right?
That's all it
it's
is.
Like some guy with like a butt crack hanging yeah. out. Like,
right.
He like throws the old ones in the trash.
We don't fucking need this bullshit.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah. What a stupid video.
That'll be 89.95.
Yeah. So Becky comes out to the ring. She says it feels good to finally be back on top where she belongs. You want to be on top, Becky?
Uh-huh.
I'll let you be on top. So then Charlotte comes out, and Charlotte tells Becky, you were the better woman at Hell in a Cell, so congratulations. But I'm getting my title back at the Super Showdown. Becky then tells Charlotte, well, you could have the honor of putting the title around my waist.
That was good.
Charlotte, of course, declines, so Becky has a better idea.
Charlotte, I'm kidding. I didn't want you to raise my hand or to put the title around my waist. I just want you to call me queen. Bitch.
That was great. I love when Becky calls people bitches.
Yeah.
It's great.
Right. That's, so far, that's Charlotte, all I want. Charlotte's the only victim, but yeah, it's good.
Start calling everyone a bitch.
Right.
Yeah.
If she would just say the C word, I would lose my
mind.
Oh,
my God. never in a million years will it happen. Right. But.
So Charlotte tackles Becky, and they brawl, but Becky gets the upper hand and puts Charlotte in this armor.
Uh-huh.
Like, they really made this, even though Becky's a heel, they're like, Becky's the better wrestler.
Yes.
Because she beat up Charlotte, immediately put her in the disarmor.
Yep.
Then Becky starts to leave, but goes back to give Charlotte a Bexploder.
Boom.
And the show ends with Becky holding up the title on the stage, and Tom Phillips is like, it's a new era in the WWE. Becky Lynch is the champion. They played it off as if it's like this amazing moment for a babyface.
It
Which it is.
I mean, she's over like a face.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, she can do no wrong in the crowd's eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It's just funny because they treat it as if it was this amazing moment, not like, oh my God, this super heel is ruining the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is what they do all, with every heel.
With every heel, they're like, oh, everything's ruined.
Yeah, everything's ruined.
They're still
Why?
Champ.
Because you're the champ. How does that ruin everything?
Because
you hold that thing. You're holding the thing.
The thing. Why do you have the thing?
Yeah.
Why do you have the thing?
Right. But no, yeah. That was a very nice moment for Becky.
Right.
Hey, before we get to awards, Eric and I want to tell you about a new sponsor of the show, the Calm Bomb. The Calm Bomb is a patented cannabidiol bath bomb that, through a proprietary formula, allows the CBD to be better absorbed by the skin, offering maximum relief to people with chronic pain and anxiety. Eric, I got this from my mother who has arthritis, and it's been a huge help to reducing her pain.
And that's the beauty of it. Do you feel like you just went through hell in a cell? Well, that's exactly what the Calm Bomb was made for. Calm Bomb is taking relaxation to the next level. The high-quality CBD and proprietary ingredients allow the pores to open for maximum CBD absorption. The Calm Bomb is 100% vegan, organic, cruelty-free, and it's made right here in Boston, Massachusetts.
Also, the revolutionary formula ensures the CBD is fully absorbed, and every box sold helps struggling moms by donating $5 to charity. Calm Bomb is now searching for crowdfunding partners. Their donations are inexpensive, and now, for a limited time, our listeners can get Calm Bombs at a huge discount by going to their website, buybombshelpmoms.com, and clicking on their Indiegogo page. Again, that's buybombshelpmoms.com, and order some Calm Bombs today.
Do it!
So who'd you have for Worst Dressed?
Worst Dressed, I had Naomi. She had a Feel the Glow dress. Like, it would just look like an oversized shirt that she cut holes in.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was going to give this to Drake Maverick.
Right.
Because he's a nominee every week.
Yes, because he's Drake Maverick.
But
he wasn't wearing the 9XL flak jacket this week.
Right. But Lana has... She put so much lipstick on.
Yeah.
It was like whore lipstick. Like, she put lipstick above her lips to create the image that she has bigger lips than she actually does.
Really?
Like, it'd be like as if I put lipstick on my mustache to make you think my lips are huge. Like, just go back and watch. She looked horrible.
You should do that. I want to see this.
Like,
now.
How did Lana go from super hot to super not?
Super.
That sounds like something you'd watch on like a Like, extra, yeah. extra.
Right.
But, like, she looked bad.
Like, I kind of want to see this now.
I'll show you. Well, you can find it somewhere. Yeah. It's really... Like, especially when Aiden turns on Rusev and she's just staring at him. It looks so bad.
Right.
So bad.
Yeah, it's around here somewhere.
We'll show you. We'll look it later. We'll okay. do it later. Who's your best dressed?
Best dressed was Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch!
Sweep it!
Sweep that shit!
Yeah.
She looks so hot.
All right.
I just hope she changes her ring gear.
Yeah.
I hope they change her music, because it's way too babyface. It's not badass. Especially when you're a badass heel.
Yeah.
You need badass music.
You can't come out to, whoa, yeah, whoa. No, you can't.
Right.
Yeah, no, please stop.
But yeah, Becky for best dressed, for sure. For show.
For show.
Worst acting.
Worst acting. Born Corbin. Corbin.
Born Corbin.
Yeah, Born Corbin.
Yeah. A lot of nominees, too.
Yeah.
You had Leo Rush.
Leo Rush.
Maurice.
Acceptable. Maurice, definitely.
Best acting?
I want Becky Lynch.
Yeah, you know what? I wrote this before Becky Lynch's promo. I'm going Becky, too.
Oh, there's another sweep it.
Sweep it.
Boom.
Yeah, because I wrote that before, and before, like, no one really had much mic time, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, Becky killed it. She killed it.
Yes.
Worst comment.
Worst comment. I'm not going to be the underdog. I'm just going to be the big dog.
Yeah.
Thanks, Roman.
Sweep it.
Yeah.
Best comment?
Best comment? I just want you to call me queen. Bitch.
Biatch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, that was great. I'm just going with Braun Strowman just because...
I think this sucks.
He's talking for all of us.
Yes, he is.
This sucks.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Corbin sucks. Roman sucks.
Yep.
This whole situation sucks.
Crown Jewel sucks.
And then even Elias also said, you know, I know the show can be really bad sometimes. Yeah. What?
You're telling us.
No shit.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah.
Worst match? So many.
AOP so versus many. Some jobbers for that the is, third fucking week?
That is correct. Okay. It might as well be the same jobbers every week.
It might as well be.
I mean, it probably is. We don't even know.
Yeah.
Super slow-mo?
Reigns versus Corbin.
Sure.
Because the only thing that was worth watching was maybe the end.
Right.
And then it was still good old kick-out, spear-pin, repeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went with the women's tag on Raw because you had Nia Jax and...
No wrong answer there.
Right. Best match?
Cien Almas versus AJ.
Yes. They should be main eventing WrestleMania with these fucking matches.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Even Rollins and Ziggler.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen it a bunch, but it's an amazing match.
Right.
Every time.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Worst move?
Worst move. I had the super spinny deep six that he gave to Reigns. He had, like, extra spins to it.
Yeah.
It just kind of looked dumb.
Okay.
That, and I'm not a Corbin fan anyway, so.
Right. I didn't really have one.
Yeah. I mean, there weren't many botches. Most of the...
I didn't notice any big botches.
Most of the people that we don't like, they
I mean,
quick
it's
matches.
Hard because Breed and Wrestle this week.
I know.
So, like...
Botch where's mode!
Botch mode! Botch, 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 botch. Yeah. I don't know. Sure, I'll go with the...
Super Spinny Deep Six?
Sure.
All right.
Whatever.
Okay.
Or how about Lashley saving Leo Rush from getting powerbombed on the apron? I'll go with that.
That's acceptable.
Yeah.
I'll let you get that one.
All right, best move?
The Cien Almas stomp to AJ hanging on the ropes.
That was really good. I'll go with that. Honorable mention to Cesaro just hit Kofi with just a straight uppercut.
Yeah.
And, like, Kofi was just on the floor. He wasn't jumping off anywhere. But Kofi flew back and hit the mat so fast, it was like he really sold the shit out of that uppercut. And it could have ended the match.
Yeah.
Like, that's how well he sold it.
I always liked when Cesaro did the pop-up uppercut.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he doesn't because he's a bad guy right now.
He can't do moves people like.
Again, when he's a face, he's the Swiss Superman. When he's a heel, he's the Swiss Cyborg.
Yeah. Because remember he used to do that, like, deadlift suplex?
Yeah.
Where someone would be on the apron and lift him over? He doesn't do the spin anymore?
No.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't do a lot of stuff.
Fucking horse shit.
Worst moment?
I mean, I had takers. I mean, it was just...
He really said nothing.
He said nothing. He's like,
I'm going to take his soul. Yeah, you always say that.
Yeah, right. I mean,
when have you not taken a soul?
Ever.
You've literally taken all the souls.
All of them. You've got them all.
You have them all.
They're like fucking Funko Pops in your basement.
Collect them all.
Yeah. And then just like, I'm bringing Kane. And he's like, dude, what the fuck? I have a city to run now. Are you shitting me? I don't have time to go to Saudi Arabia.
Oh, he does, apparently.
Apparently.
He has time to go to Australia and Saudi Arabia.
Right.
He has all the time in the world.
That Australian money is okay, but you better not bring that Saudi money.
Get that Saudi money out of Knoxville. Get it out. Get it out.
I wanted that on a shirt.
Get out.
Get that Saudi money out of Knoxville. And then like a picture of like Kane with a thumbs up or Glenn Jacobs.
Yeah. My worst moment was Leo Rush. I hate him. He's the worst.
Right.
Fuck him.
You know, you could probably run against Kane in the next election with that, like,
dude,
that as your platform.
That would be so much fun. That would be so much fun.
Oh, my. Like, seriously.
This guy. And I'll just pretend I'm, like, from. This guy's taking Saudi money. They took our gerbs. He's being corrupted by Saudi money. Pretty soon our women won't be able to drive. Wait, actually, that's kind of a good thing. Let's vote for Kane. Women can't drive. Anyways,
yeah.
What was your best moment?
My best moment was when Leo Rush came out and Elias is like, is there a lost kid? Like, do you need help finding your parents?
Right.
I thought that was really funny.
I had Becky just kicking Charlotte's ass.
Oh, that was good, too.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
That's all for awards, so now let's get to some breaking news.
Breaking news.
So just because, since we were just talking about it, we'll get to this first. WWE announced that because Glenn Jacobs will be missing a few days of work as mayor of Knox County so that he could do the Australia show, WWE is donating $100,000 to the Knoxville Public Safety Foundation. So that's how Kane's getting away with it. No, it's okay. I might be going to wrestle, but we're getting $100,000 for Knox County.
Get that WWE Saudi money out of my city.
Get it out.
Get it out.
Get it out.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Jesus.
Sorry, but here's some money.
Yeah.
Also, I'm sure all of you saw this. If you didn't, you need to, even though it's kind of like watching a horrible, gory movie. Like, you don't want to look, but you kind of have to look. Ric Flair got married for the fifth time last Wednesday to his longtime fiance, Wendy Barlow.
Yeah.
Including a full-on tongue makeout section, which was so disgusting.
Oh, my God. It was I threw up in my mouth.
Did you see the rest of this? Did you see the video clips?
No.
So do you know who was there?
I know Michael Hayes was there because actually at the Bruce Pritchard thing, they were talking about, I think.
Okay.
Bruce Pritchard was like, Michael Hayes' outfit was talked about more than what the bride wore.
Right.
Because he had like a pink, like vest.
Okay. All right. So look, I'm going to do I'm going to do trivia.
Yes.
I guess. Okay. We'll do trivia.
Three
later,
attendances
but it's gonna be,
and a fib?
No, it's going to be about Ric Flair's wedding.
Okay.
Because I think it's hilarious, because I think it'd actually be hard.
All right.
Also, Dave Bautista responded to a fan who tweeted, I hope Bautista is at SmackDown 1000. Bautista replied, surprise, surprise, I wasn't invited, and it's in my hometown. I guess by now I shouldn't be shocked anymore.
Right.
Why would they not want him there?
Exactly. He's actually a legit big movie star.
He's a movie star.
He is.
They love movie stars.
They do.
It's like they're jealous.
Right, they are. They're jealous.
But they're not jealous of The Rock?
No. Well, his movies
That's
aren't
weird.
That great. Like, Batista, like, what's Batista got?
The
He's
Rock's
got
a bigger movie
Guardians
star.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1. Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Avengers Infinity War. Blade Runner 2049.
Right.
I mean, he's got a lot of big movie credits.
For sure.
And The Rock keeps pushing out movies, but they're not like
good.
They're not like Marvel movies.
They're not good.
No. And then he's like, "Oh, I'm stepping into the DC universe." We're like, "Yeah, good
he
luck
just keeps,
with that."
Rock just keeps remaking old movies like Baywatch.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah. Right.
What else? I mean, there's been so many; it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Let's not forget Baywatch.
Yeah.
Ever.
Also, Matt Hardy posted a video last week after a live event saying that he's wrestled his last match and it's time to go home.
Aww.
So, Again, this is hard to really confirm whether he's being truthful or swerving us.
You can never tell.
Because the guy that was interviewing him, he goes, "So Matt, what's next?" And he was like so fake the way he said it.
Yeah.
And Matt's just like, "It's time to go home.
It's time to go home."
So we'll see. WWE announced that due to an arm injury, Alexa is unable to compete in this week's mixed match challenge.
Yep.
Which was already filmed by the time we're talking about this. Or
yeah.
Because it started this week, right?
It already happened by the time you're hearing this.
So she's replaced by Ember Moon.
Yeah.
Meh. So Ronda actually broke her arm? Or what?
I guess so, yeah.
Right. Also, Eric, did you see the trailer for Marine 6?
I did.
You did, huh?
With Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
And The Miz.
Yep.
And
Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
So maybe the reason why Becky turned heel is because she's bad in this movie.
That's probably it. That has to be it.
If you saw it, and if you're watching the video, this was Shawn Michaels. We have to kill them all, or else we're going to be the ones that... Like, he was so cross-eyed.
Yeah.
It was so sad.
He's like, I'm not hitting any of these guys. They keep moving.
It was ridiculous.
It reminds me of Spaceballs.
Yeah. But I can't wait to watch this movie and recap it.
Yeah, totally. So does The Miz kill Becky at the end?
Probably.
Probably.
Probably. She probably gets a super kick off a building.
That's probably it.
Hey, Becky, I got two words for
you. She shoots Shawn Michaels, and then she's about to shoot The Miz. And Shawn Michaels super kicks her with like his last thing. He's like, shit. Or he tackles her, and they both fall off.
I got two words for you. You're dead.
Yeah.
Any other news?
Man, you covered like almost everything that I had. I think there was one that I got. So the Revival weren't on Raw this week.
Of course not. They're dead. They're buried and dead and long gone. How can they ever be on TV again?
Well, Scott Dawson tweeted, "His family's home is underwater. Conditions are only getting worse there. My heart aches for my hometown. Please help any way you can. Thank you."
That's right. I forgot he lives there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
someone's got their foot in their mouth right
now. Oh, please. Like, he'll
you're
be
like,
on...
You're like, they're buried and dead.
So he'll be on Raw a month from now?
Yeah.
No. He will not.
No, right.
Right.
So, yeah, that really sucks. Mm-hmm. If you're affected by a storm...
Matt Hardy said that, too, that
the
house...
Hardy compound was pretty flooded.
Yep.
If and you're I think, affected,
Edge
it really
lives up
sucks.
There, too. Edge's family lives...
I thought he's in Canada.
No. They live in, like, North Carolina.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we move on to rumors?
Yeah, let's move to rumors.
Let's do it.
Rumors!
Zack Ryder to win the Royal Rumble?
Maybe!
Shawn Michaels coming back to join the Bullet Club?
Please, God!
John Cena will finally turn heel?
No chance!
Undertaker will wrestle for 20 more years?
Confirmed!
Speaking of Edge... He said on his podcast that he is not scheduled to be at SmackDown 1000, but PW Insider is reporting that he's just playing coy and he will be at the show. Let's hope so.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Also, Pro Wrestling Sheet is reporting that The Rock's daughter, Simone, is training at the Performance Center.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, remember, he said like a month or two ago that she wants to be a wrestler, so.
All right. This is like holy foley all over again.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's...
I want to wrestle.
Yeah.
And he's like... And
then they're like, you're... No.
Why? No. Oh, God.
Yeah, because she didn't make it, right?
That was bullshit.
What?
That she actually won. That was just for the show.
Oh, you think?
For sure.
Okay.
You know?
Well, no, because like on the show, she did... She It was like at
sure,
the
for the show.
Yeah.
But I don't think she actually really wanted to be a wrestler.
Oh, really?
I mean, I'm just... I have no insider info here, but...
Well, why not?
Reality TV, they always do a bunch of bullshit like that.
That's true.
You know, if she wanted to be a wrestler, like, why do that on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Also, multiple sources are once again reporting that Jason Jordan might have to retire since he still hasn't recovered from the neck surgery.
That kind of sucks.
Sure.
They should have used the other one for Kurt Angle's son.
I guess.
Would have made much more sense.
Any other rumors?
Maybe that's what they'll do, like... They'll be like, I had a paternity test, and Jason Jordan isn't my son. but Chad Gable is.
I'm pretty sure Chad Gable's going to be Bobby Roode's son. I'm pretty sure that's where we're headed.
That's probably where it's going. Yeah.
Anything else?
No. That's all I got.
All right, let's do this Ric Flair wedding trivia.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm going to read three facts and a fib here.
Right.
Okay, so number one, Ric wore an all-white tuxedo.
Okay.
Number two, when asked, do you take this woman to be your wife, he said, I woo! Also, The Undertaker was in attendance for it.
Uh-huh.
And finally, Dolph Ziggler walked Wendy down the aisle and gave her away.
The thing is, the Ziggler one seems so ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
It has to be true.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to say the fib is... Flair saying I woo.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone was talking about not the fact that The Undertaker was there, but he had two glasses of whiskey in one hand. I don't know if he was holding someone.
No, like Michelle McCool is probably there, and they're like, Undertaker, you have why do you have two whiskeys there? He's like, well, one for me and two for me.
Yeah, right. One's Michelle's, but you have three. I know, two are for me. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought that was, like, once, when I saw the video of Ziggler walking Wendy down the aisle, and I was like, what?
Yeah. What, huh? What,
I guess
what
he really,
was the story behind that?
I don't know.
Is it his mom?
No.
Oh, God, Flair just Frenched my mom.
Yeah. I kind of just thought of that fib at the last second just because I thought these three things were so ridiculous.
They are. They're super ridiculous.
Yeah.
Apparently, Michael Hayes sang at the wedding.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what they're talking about.
Well, I also saw a video of him dancing with Charlotte, and it was so awkward and weird.
Oh, I can imagine.
He was, like, all over her.
He's like...
Yeah, he was all over her. Yeah. It was disturbing.
They were talking about that at the Bruce Pritchard show.
Yeah.
There is a really funny story that they, because I know we're at the end here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a really funny story that they were talking about. JBL told like a lot of stories about Ron Simmons, Farouk. And so they're talking about, they had a match with Public Enemy.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be a table match.
Right.
And the finish was Public Enemy was going to go through the table.
Yeah.
And so JBL's like, yeah, we're in Gorilla, and they come up and they're like, yeah, you know, the finish, you know, we don't want to do it.
Public JBL's Enemy?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
How do they have the balls being that they're Public Enemy? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So JBL's like, wait, what? Right. What do you mean? That's the finish of the match. We don't have another finish.
Right.
They're like, yeah, we don't want to do it. And then basically their music hit, and they went out. And so he said, Ron came up, and he's like, the fuck they just say? And JBL was like, they don't want to go through the table.
Didn't Ron Simmons end up, like, beating the fuck out of them in the match? Like, he, like, really, like, laid into them?
Yeah, because...
I think I've heard this before.
Yeah, because he's like, all right, fine. They don't want to go through the table? We'll bring the table to them.
Yeah.
And they, like, beat the shit out of them, and they got fired a week later.
Right, that's yeah. I've heard this story before. Yeah, you reminded me of it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And then the thing was,
Then they got rehired a couple years later.
Yeah, and then he was telling about how the APA kind of came about.
Yeah,
and he was like, we were, it was JBL's birthday, and he was with Godfather, and he was with, I think he was with Ron Simmons and some, maybe it was Bruce Pritchard too.
Yeah.
And so they're like, he's like, oh, well, you know, have a drink. You know, it's like, oh, well, you know, it's my birthday and I don't want you. They're like, oh, just do it. It's your birthday. Oh, okay. He's like, here, smoke this. He's like, oh, I don't really do that. Oh, it's your birthday. Do it. And, okay. And then they're at the bar and they're drinking. And he wakes up and he's like, how did I get? He calls Ronnie. He's like, how did I get back to the hotel? They're like, oh, you were dropped off in a limo. Like, whose limo?
Vince McMahon's. And he's like, oh, fuck, we're fired.
Yeah.
And so they get to the show taping, and Vince is like, JBL, I need to talk to you. And he's like, oh, fuck, this is it. And he comes in, sits down, and Vince looks at him. He's like, I love it. And he's like, you love what? He's like, you and Ron just sitting around drinking. Yeah. Let's do it. In fact, we're going to call it the Acolyte Protection Agency.
Yeah.
And he, like, Vince kind of, like, apparently he got pitched this way. JBL was shit-faced.
Back when Vince had good ideas.
Back when he had good ideas, yeah. The best story, though, was JBL's going through an airport, and, you know, everyone had drugs back in the day.
Right.
Everyone had drugs. So he's going through the airport.
Now they all have video games?
Yeah, right. He's going through the airport, and a cop recognizes him, and he's like, oh, hey. And he's like, oh, hi, your dog. What kind of dog is that? They're like, oh, it's a bomb-sniffing dog. And he's like, oh, well, can he smell drugs? And they're like, no, they do one or the other. They smell bombs, or they smell drugs. They can't do both. He's like, they can't. So that dog's a bomb-sniffing dog. He can't smell drugs. I want you to come meet all my friends. So he comes down the escalator with this cop and the dog, and all the wrestlers are waiting for their luggage.
Oh my God.
And he's like, hey guys, I want you to come meet this guy.
Oh, that's awesome.
He said that, like, the Godfather had his suitcase, he put it down the conveyor belt and just walked out. Like, he walked out of the airport.
That's awesome.
He said everyone flipped out. Oh,
that's
it was
great.
I laughed so hard.
That's funny.
It was such a funny show.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Nice. all right. Last thing we have to do is some fan questions.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. There was a review, right?
Oh,
that
yes.
You wanted to read?
Yeah, it was a review. It was a recommendation on Facebook.
Okay. So, I don't even know where that is, but
yeah,
all right,
neither do I.
Cool.
So Chris Hagen, mm-hmm. Sorry if I mispronounce it. He wrote, just getting into podcasts and really glad to have found this one. Enjoy the episodes and always waiting to see when the next one will come out. I grew up in the Attitude Era, so I'm glad to see fellow fans had the same feelings as myself about the current state of wrestling. If the WWE had some real TV competition, I don't think the PG era would be as bad, but that's not the case. Also heard Vince and Trips are meeting with Impact. Another invasion coming soon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually heard about that. I thought it wasn't even worth talking about.
Yeah.
Apparently they're just discussing like more videotape library, like just more shit that they could put on the network.
And yeah.
They're going to buy from TNA or
right.
Some shit. I don't know.
But thank you, Chris, for the recommendation.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I'm glad you enjoy the show and keep listening.
Yep. All right. Fan questions. This one's from Justin Puentes. What's the over-under of McMahon telling Rousey to get a boob job?
Oh, Jesus. I'll say zero.
I'll say double D's. All right. Pop Culture Junkie, this year both men's and women's Rumble winners and the men's Money in the Bank winner failed to win their title matches. Why should anyone care about next year's potential winners? They shouldn't.
They shouldn't they at shouldn't. All.
Shouldn't get your hopes up.
Yeah.
Kyle Foxton, which of these happens first? Roman's push ending, Kurt Angle correctly saying the letters WWE, or Chris Benoit is mentioned? Okay, so that one's definitely not happening.
No. And what was the first one?
Roman's push ending.
Ugh.
I think
there's Kurt
Angle
saying WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason Dearham, would you rather shake Orton's hand after he's grabbed his dick or after he's fingered Jeff's ear hole?
Oh, God.
That's tough.
Penis. I guess dick.
Yeah. Let's go with the dick.
Let's go with the dick.
You know what?
Yeah.
Cock. I'm choosing cock.
Oh, the ear hole thing.
John, how long do you give it before Aiden English is off TV for good?
3 months.
3 months.
Because that's about how long the Rusev feud will be.
That's how long it'll take for him to be Machkud.
Yeah.
Off TV.
Right. I kind of want him to go back to like the vaudevillain thing.
Yeah.
And like I want him to like kidnap Lana and tie her up and put her on some train tracks.
Oh
or
my God.
Something.
That'd be hilarious.
And he's like twirling his mustache. Yeah. Like, yes, Rusev. Yes.
Yeah. Gabriel 316, do you think Randy Orton was wearing pants during the production truck segment? That scene gave off a real pre-rape feeling.
He was not wearing pants at all. He maybe had his wrestle pants.
You could see the tip in the scene. The tip.
He was trying to put it through the guy's ear.
Yeah. Josh Reese. Josh here, no question, but I miss you. Aw.
Oh. Okay.
Great.
Is there a question there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oscar Silva, if every wrestler had a Twitter account and you could only follow one, who are you following? Tommaso Ciampa.
What he said. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Did you see what he said about not being in the video game?
No.
He said, because he's not in the video game.
No, now, he's DLC.
Well, but they didn't officially announce that yet.
Oh.
But the rumor is that he's DLC. Because he deleted the tweet since he tweeted this tweet, which I'm about to tell you.
Yeah.
He said, you want to know why I'm not in the video game? Because I don't lose. I don't lose in real life, and certainly not in your fairy tale, video game or whatever bullshit.
Wow.
That was pretty funny.
Such a... God.
Yeah.
Man's a genius.
Yep. Wayne Duma, push fire Barry for Saudi Arabia. Demon Kane, corporate Kane, or mayor of Knox County Kane?
Push Demon Kane.
Yeah. I kind of want to see... Knox County Kane.
So Barry Knox County?
In Undertaker's corner?
Aren't those the same?
They pretty much are.
Yeah.
But that'd be funny to see like corporate Kane in Undertaker's corner.
That would be. That would actually be really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's all for fan questions. I got to do my weekly weigh-in.
Weekly weigh-in.
I think I'm going to be up maybe a couple pounds this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I didn't get to really go to the gym this week and... I know I'm making excuses again, but...
Why are you making excuses?
I'm gonna keep doing it. I'm not going to stop doing it.
Yeah.
Here we go. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. 203, so I'm up 3 pounds.
Yeah.
But I'll get back on track.
Yeah.
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 But until then, make sure you subscribe to our podcast and give us a 5-star review. Check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at...
What's Wrong With Wrestling?
At Wrong Wrestling.
Oh.
The Twitter handle.
You threw me off guard there.
I know, sorry. Yeah. We have t-shirts at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And you become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
At Wrong Wrestling.
No. We have exclusive rewards and recaps you can't get anywhere else, like the NXT recaps and the brackets and pay-per-view recaps and all that good shit.
Roman's champ again. You're going to need this shirt.
That's right.
Kick out, spear, pin, repeat.
Pro Wrestling Tees.
Because this is all you're going to be seeing for the next
7 years.
Years.
See you next week. At least we have a great champion on our show.
I'm not champion.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to do it now.
Oh, that's my thing. Oh,
look, you I like it? Alexa.
I can do it too.
I'm Alexa Bliss. Give me that.
Just a troll.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.